If you have small children at home, you might just be waiting for the new season of Bluey, the cartoon about a family of talking dogs named the Healers. The Australian series has won an international Emmy and attracted millions of viewers around the world. Season 3 debuts on Disney Plus later this week. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, Bluey is a comedy for preschoolers that's equal parts hijinks and humanity.
The situations on Bluey are simple. In season one, there was a game of keeping a balloon in the air.
Yay! I got it.
Oh, good.
No, quick.
Mom,
you're making it harder.
Okay.
There's a lot of make-believe, like the time the dad pretended to be one of those arcade claw machines.
Insert coin for awesome prizes.
Cha-ching.
This machine doesn't take imaginary coins. Go and get a job and earn real ones.
As far as parents go, Bandit and his wife, Chili Healer, are rock stars. They always seem to be playing with their kids. They let them climb all over them. They're silly. But they're also resourceful, especially when they're tired.
Can we play a game?
As long as it's one where I don't have to move any part of my body or say anything with my mouth.
Okay.
He's just like every dad, I reckon.
Dave McCormack is the voice of Bandit Healer.
There's some episodes where he tries to invent games where he gets to just lie on the couch and read the newspaper or watch cricket or something. So, look, I find in real life as a dad, I try and invent games that involves me lying on the couch and watching TV as well.
It is one of the few kids' shows I actually enjoy watching with them.
Why?
Because the adults are not perfect.
Allison Hasser lives in Tacoma Park, Maryland. Her 5-year-old Isla is a big fan of Bluey's.
I think all of the shows are funny.
Hasser says she gets parenting ideas from Bluey.
They create games because the kids want to be carried and the parents are too tired and don't feel like carrying them. And I'm like actually like basically taking notes. I'm like, oh, good. Okay, next time we're on a walk, I'm going to use this too.
That's when we first started realizing it was catching on a bit, that families were recreating these games. And that was a huge surprise for us.
Daley Pearson is executive producer of Bluey and co-founder of Ludo Studio in Brisbane, Australia, where the show is created. He says even though Bluey and her family act human, they're modeled after Blue Healer dogs, hence the family name.
They're sort of the dog of Australia. They're inexhaustible. They're very smart, loyal, loving.
Hey, Dad, stop. It's a bird. But it's on the ground.
It's a little budgie.
Is it okay?
No, it looks hurt.
Bluey also doesn't shy away from tough topics, including death. When Bluey finds an injured bird, she and Bandit take it to the vet.
I'm sorry. It's bad news, I'm afraid. The little budgie died.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry, kiddo. Come here.
A key aspect of the show is its humanity. Dave McCormack.
Most kids' shows, the bird would miraculously recover and, you know, be the comedic family pet for the rest of the series. But in this episode, the bird doesn't recover and dies. And for a kids' show to be dealing with the death of an animal is pretty unusual, isn't it? But it's good that it deals with real stuff.
That's Bluey's charm, blending old-school humor with a contemporary sensibility and lots of preschool silliness. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.